today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Monday.
Yeah.
When traffic's a nightmare. When the workplace is hectic. When your boss calls you in for a meeting. When nature isn't on your side. There's only one thing you can do.
But no need to wake up the neighbors. Tune in every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight for Shed Progressions, where we play an hour of cool.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
You're on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Live from Studio A, it's Tom Wilson and his Western All-Stars.
River, that mighty river, that rolling river, and the St. Lawrence River's my home. Golden River, Golden River, Utah.
Good morning, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I would like to welcome you all in to a three-hour celebration to what marks the 88th birthday of a dear friend and supporter of this program, Mr. Tom Wilson of Brockville and Leeds County. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane as we pay tribute to a true pioneer of bluegrass music and country music as well. Here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.osherrocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and yes, happy birthday, Tom.
In sorrow, I'm traveling alone. I lost all my true friends. I've lost a happy home. The little footprints in the snow. Look, bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found her when the snow was on the ground.
Who would have thought that Tom Wilson and his lot would be playing for you at Woodland Park Zoo? Sunday's the day the children can play. The mood will be gay. Bring the family to stay. Buffaloes, llamas, donkeys, and sheep are waiting for you to have a peep. Pack a picnic lunch for you to munch at Woodland Park Zoo on Highway Number 2.
Morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with the most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all in to another Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osherrocks.com. We can also be found on YouTube via our YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny. With that, I'll mention I would like to once again welcome y'all in to Way Back Sunday morning here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. We are also celebrating a very special happy belated 88th birthday of a dear friend and mentor of mine, who is very much like a second father figure in music and in my life. That is Mr. Tom Wilson of Brockville, Ontario. Born in the Leeds County of Ontario on August 17th of 1937, still living in the Brockville area today that he calls his beloved Leeds County home. With that mentioned, Tom is remembered today as a true pioneer and innovator of the country and bluegrass field of music throughout the Ottawa Valley and surrounding area. To me, he has become more than a friend. He is, as mentioned, like a second father, but is also a true mentor and inspiration to me, and someone who I have been able to rely on for many years now. It is my hope today to celebrate, along with you, my many listeners, this wonderful man, and a three-hour tribute to his life and career in music, and also share some memories with him via phone interview later in the show. Let's open today's program with a fitting song by Tom and his Western All-Stars titled The Electric Radio, which is a very much biographical song about the radio show he used to do in the 1960s out of Brockville, Ontario. And then we'll follow with his song that I class his signature song called The St. Lawrence River's My Home. And this is a live recording. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and also say happy birthday, Tom. You deserve it. Welcome in, friends.
We used to play each Saturday on the electric radio. We'd gather round that microphone and really let her go. We'd really pick that bluegrass on the electric radio.
Electric radio, electric radio. We'd really pick that bluegrass on electric radio. Just one old ribbon microphone was all our station had. But we knew folks would listen in, though we were good or bad. And when we played at dances, they would come to see the show that they had heard on Saturday on electric radio. Electric radio, electric radio, that they had heard on Saturday on electric radio. We always did a gospel tune to save our souls from sin. And then we'd say, now keep those cards and letters coming in. And people wrote from miles around and they would let us know that they tuned in each Saturday on electric radio. Electric radio, electric radio, that they tuned in each Saturday on electric radio. Spanish two-step and the good old Wildwood Flower. It seemed like just 10 minutes, though we played for half an hour. And then the boys would gather round and sing so soft and low, let's say goodbye like we said hello on electric radio. Electric radio, electric radio, let's say goodbye like we said hello on electric radio. Days are dead and gone, and some of us are too. And when I think of Ed and John, I really get the blues. But Gil and Claire are still around, and till it's time to go, we always will remember that electric radio. Electric radio, electric radio, we always will remember that electric radio. Electric radio, electric radio, we always will remember that electric radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome him, Tom Wilson and his Western All-Stars.
I didn't write this number. A fellow by the name of Jim Plumley wrote it for us down in Brockville, but I was born on the St. Lawrence River, and here's the St. Lawrence River as my home.
Thank you very much.
Now, friends, following those opening songs, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and www.oshrocks.com. It is once again that time in the program to welcome y'all to the Way Back with Johnny show and send some special dedications out to some dear friends and family. First of all, a song going out to Mama Dawn today will be a lady who is very close to my family and myself, Miss Leona Williams, from Branson, Missouri, and she was, of course, the wife of Merle Haggard. And from her, it's going to be a classic called The Taste of Life Was Sweet Back Then. Then we'll follow a song in loving memory of my late soulmate and best friend, Miss Jenny, forever also remembered as Miss Velma LaPointe, and it'll be a song for her titled They'll Never Take Her Love From Me. Then we'll wrap up this selection of songs and dedications with one of the songs recorded by Tom Wilson and all his Western All-Stars off Tom's first album, 1965, titled Little Drops of Water. With that, Tom's first album was released in 1965, that's 60 years ago this year, on Bath Records, and showed a red and white striped album cover. It was titled It's Country, It's Bluegrass, It's Tom Wilson and All His Western All-Stars. Now, Tom gifted me a copy of this back at Christmas time, and it is a very cherished album in my collection of vinyl albums, and it's one that I have up on the studio wall. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say good morning to everybody listening in.
In summertime, we'd swing on Cason Swains, or turn on Daddy's radio, and Bill Monroe would sing. The taste of life we had was good, we didn't know the bad. It was church on Sunday mornings, us and Mom and Dad. And every night my mom would pray the Lord my soul to keep. And I know that's the reason why my taste of life is sweet. Was nearly all we had, but somehow we got by. For things they couldn't give us, I've seen my mama cry. But as I think about it now, I'm sure we had the best. We learned to work for more in life and how to do with less. The taste of life we had was good, we didn't know the bad. It was church on Sunday mornings, us and Mom and Dad. And every night my mom would pray the Lord my soul to keep. And I know that's the reason why my taste of life is sweet. The taste of life we had was good, we didn't know the bad. It was church on Sunday mornings, us and Mom and Dad. Every night my mom would pray the Lord my soul to keep. And I know that's the reason why my taste of life is sweet. And the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall meet on that beautiful shore.
to remind you that Mac Wiseman will be in the neighborhood next week. He'll be in Smith Falls on June the 30th at the Memorial Center, and at Morrisburg Memorial Center on July the 2nd. That's next Saturday. Now, I'll be appearing with Mac at Morrisburg. My band will be playing at Haley's as usual, and I'll be out there to join them later on in the evening next Saturday. But I will be appearing along with Mac Wiseman, Ron McMunn, and the Country Cousins at Morrisburg on Saturday, July the 2nd.
Pleasant land, little tears of joy make it seem so grand. When I got your letter, it was more than I could stand. The happy postman walked along. I passed his very deep and wide, and messages from all the world I gathered there inside. Little drops of water, little grains of sand, make the mighty pleasant land. Little tears of joy make a dream so grand. When I got your letter, it was more than I could stand. And now the postman walked away. As he goes, the sorrow that he brought to me, I hope to God he never knows. Little drops of water, little grains of sand, make the mighty ocean and pleasant land. Little tears of joy make a dream so grand. When I got your letter, it was more than I could stand.
He said it really has been nice being with you, but I'm afraid that I've got to leave.
Hi everybody, this is Jeannie Seeley with the Grand Ole Opry. I just want to thank you for listening to my buddy Johnny Woodlock.
That's the life of a rodeo cowboy, and that's the only life I know.
Yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed those classic dedications. And once again, I realize now that I didn't announce who was singing "They'll Never Take Her Love From Me," but that was, of course, the legendary voice with a heart, Mac Wiseman, singing that. Now, as we take our weekly trip down into the mighty valley we call the Ottawa, I'd once again like to share that we had some good listeners out there listening in up in the valley. And first of all, we would like to send out a special song to my radio friends and family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky. For them today, today will be a classic by the Silver Fox, Ron McMunn, who Tom worked with many years ago. And it's going to be a song by Ron McMunn, the Silver Fox, and Don't Stop the Music. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my friends, Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Arnprior, Ontario. For them today will be a classic by Howard Hayes, another good friend of Tom Wilson's, and mine as well. And from Howard Hayes, it'll be a classic called One More Country Song. This was originally a song that a lot of you up in the valley will remember as a Ron McMunn song. Then we'll wrap up with a friend of mine, well, actually a hero of mine and a friend of Tom Wilson's, who was just like a brother to Tom over the years, and that is none other than the legendary Ralph Carlson and his classic called The Lights of Denver. With that, I would like to say good day to all my listeners up the valley way. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
The lady. guitars bring up the sun. There's no time for hurting when the music is right. No time for tears, we'll just dance here all night. With you in my arms and my dreams coming true, just hold me forever and I'll dance with you. Don't stop the music while we're all having fun. Keep it all rolling till way past one. Dance with the ladies till the night has gone. Let them boys on the guitars bring up the sun.
Thank you. Nights like this I get to wondering, watching that old headlight shine. I've been down 100 highways, seems like half a million times. And it's no use me pretending that the feeling isn't there when I see the lights of Denver. I'll be wondering if she's there when I see the lights of Denver. Trying not to call. On the southeast side of Dallas, there's a house, a picket fence. I'd be home tomorrow morning if I had a lick of sense. My woman's softly sleeping, on her mind, while I'm in Denver, Colorado, trying not to cross that line. When I see the lights of Denver through the Rocky Mountain line, I'll remember times and places and a lady who was mine. When I see the lights of Denver through the Rocky Mountain line, I'll remember times and places and a lady who was mine.
My Renfrew County home where I was born.
I'm Vic Garbutt of Valley Heritage Radio, and you're listening to your good friend and mine, Johnny Whitlock, on the way back. Stay tuned.
Now, friends, we'd like to share a very special archived interview from the past with y'all this morning. On this, our 88th anniversary and birthday celebration to the man we know as Tom Wilson, true bluegrass and country music pioneer out of Leeds County. This goes back to when it was first aired in November of 2021, when I first was introduced to the man who had become a true friend and one of my closest mentors in music. This man is very much a legend in his own time, and it is a true honor to welcome in a 2021 interview, Blast from the Past, our good friend Tom Wilson. Now, this is just a little bit of how our friendship first took place. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic by Tom that he wrote and recorded titled My Leeds County Home. And also later in the program, we will be playing an up-to-date interview with Tom as well, which was recorded Thursday. With that, here now is my good friend, all the way from 2021, and here is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass.
We're sure glad to be here, Johnny, I'll tell you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you, sir. Do you prefer Mr. Wilson or Tom?
Tom.
Tom? Okay, yeah. Sure.
Mr. Wilson was my father, you see.
That's what I thought, yes. Sure. So if we may go back, would you share with us when and where you were born?
Yep, I was born in Brockville, Ontario, just 50 miles east of where you folks are.
Yes.
And born in 1937, August the 17th, 1937. Okay. So do the math, I'm 84 years old.
Yes. So what are your earliest musical memories growing up?
Well, my My mother was a really educated and talented piano player. She had taken 8 years of conservatory, and in those days, people, every family had a piano, you know.
Of course, yes.
Mother could play. There was a huge, great, big book. I think it was called the Giant Book of Music, whatever. But it was quite a bragging rights, you know, if you could play every tune in it, and she could.
Okay.
And now my dad, he was a country type. He played fiddle, guitar, both Spanish and Hawaiian style, and just about anything with strings on it. And I think I got a pretty decent upbringing in music.
Okay.
For one thing, there was always music going on in our place. My mother would sing all the time when she was, you know, doing her housework and stuff. And early on, Dad used to go out and play. He played piano, too.
Oh, yeah.
And he would often be, people that put on dances in this part of the country back in those days, now I'm talking about the 50s.
The 50s, okay, yes.
You had to have square dances.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter what kind of a dance you were putting on, you had to have square dances.
Exactly,
so,
yes.
So here in Brockville, what used to happen, and I imagine something happened the same in Kingston, big bands like Xavier Cugat, for instance, and Wayne King, and, you know, these big groups, they used to travel. If they were in Toronto and then Montreal, they would stop in Brockville and do a one-nighter, and they put on a dance, of course, but they had to have square dances. So there was a nice old guy by the name of Harmon Covey from Athens, who was a really, really good fiddle player, and Dad used to chord on the piano with him. So the two of them used to appear with these name brand bands, you know, as part of the act. So I was exposed, you might say, to
that way of life.
And now later on, all the radio stations in those days had live
bands. Of course, yes.
I remember when Kingston had all kinds of them. There was fellow by the name of Johnson, I believe, and of course the writers of the Southern Trails there, Pappy Ryan and all those guys, they were fantastic. We used to listen to them every Saturday, you know, and they'd be on the air. So later on, when I was going to high school, I got doing some entertaining on my own, and then I got in, my first job was working with some fellas who were good musicians, and we put a band together, and that was in 1959.
Yes, the Western All-Stars.
Western All-Stars.
Yes.
And we called it that for the simple reason that I wanted everybody in the band to be a star. You can laugh if you want it, but everybody had their own thing, you know. I didn't try to hog. I was the front man, all right.
Okay.
But I had, you know, I gave everybody a chance to sing and play, to do whatever they did.
Yes.
We had some fantastic musicians. A guy, Johnny Woods, a fiddle player, you could never beat him.
Okay.
And unfortunately, of course, today, all of those original guys are dead and gone.
Are gone, yes, except for you.
Yeah, I had my brother Gilbert was one of the first guys that played with us, and he was another guy. He took after my dad, and he played anything.
Is that right?
I must tell you, I'm not much of a musician. I can sing all right, but all I do is chord on the guitar, you know. And, but I was lucky, blessed, to have some of the most wonderful musicians that could play any kind of music. So we started to do a radio show in Brockville.
Okay.
CFJR. And, it took right off. It was sponsored, and we had, for instance, O'Keefe's Brewery was one of our sponsors, so, you know, there was some money there, and things were rolling along real good. And CFJR used to have a record program on Saturday morning called, I'm trying to remember now what it was called, Barnyard Varieties or something like that. It was a country show. And after we got on the radio for a while, that program director there said to me one time, "Why don't you guys make a record?" I said, "Holy mackerel, you know, why doesn't anybody make a record? I mean, we had no money, really."
Mm-hmm.
And, but he informed us that one of his uncles was a owned a record company, and it turned out to be Rodeo Records.
Oh, Rodeo, yes. Legendary so brand, yes.
They were in located in Montreal at that time.
Yes.
And we got in touch with them, and we cut a demo tape at CFJR with which was very professional done. These radio stations weren't hayseeds, you know. They knew what they were doing. So anyway, we got a contract with Rodeo Records, and we did three albums with them.
Yes.
In the 1960s. And I'll tell you something funny. That existed because of Elvis Presley.
Oh, okay, yes.
Elvis Presley was so popular that RCA Victor, who used to do Bluebird Records,
of course, yes,
a corner on the Canadian country market, they had to quit pressing that stuff, and they had a big factory in Smith Falls, Ontario.
Yeah.
But they had to go over to do nothing but RCA Victor stuff with Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
So this George Taylor came over from Scotland, and he said, hey, there's a market still for all kind of Canadian artists.
Exactly.
And he started Rodeo Records. So anyway, that's how come we just stepped into it at the right place at the right time.
Okay. Would it be safe and saying that you got your start in country western music then?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah, because we ended up over the years doing 10 albums.
Okay,
Or Rodeo or Burns Distributing is the company that took over from them later, but it's always called Rodeo Records. And they relocated to Toronto or Mount Albert, Ontario, actually.
Okay.
And Stompin' Tom Connors was another guy that
of course,
worked with
yes.
them. So we got in. We were making records right up until just a couple years ago.
Okay.
And we started out with vinyl LPs, of course. And,
yes, of course.
Ended up with CDs.
Yeah.
And out of the 10 different sessions we did, there were not only, the albums themselves, but there was lots of 45s.
And singles, yeah.
Cassettes, you know.
Yeah.
We ran through the whole gamut of country music. Well, finally, we got to where we were playing every night, and we decided to go on the road. We had different agents get all of us, and so we spent, about 6 or 7 years, I guess, all together, traveling all over Ontario and Quebec and northern New York, and finally, everybody just got sick of it.
Yeah.
The last thing that happened, I think, was we had to drive. We used to say the agents don't have roadmaps.
That's right. Exactly.
And we had to drive in the wintertime in January
from
Hearst, Ontario, to Sedil, Quebec, which is 1,500 miles.
Yes. Exactly.
And we had to drive it in the wintertime.
And icy roads, too, yes.
Icy roads. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. There was one, Merle Code was one of the guys that traveled with us. He had a very big Chrysler, and we went down a road in Quebec that trip with just like going down a bowling alley, just bouncing from one snowbank to the other, you know.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So anyway, we got fed, everybody got kind of fed up with it, so we finally got her down, and we got day jobs, but boy, I'll tell you, it's pretty hard to hang up your guitar.
I hear you.
So we kept playing, and we played right up until COVID.
Yes.
COVID really nailed our coffin, because the last stuff we were doing was mostly playing in long-term care homes.
Okay, yes.
And we did lots of that. All of a sudden, we can't do it anymore.
Exactly, that's the sad part.
Can't do it.
Exactly.
So finally, we said, we've had a run. We've had 60 years of that. And mind you, I was the only one of the original group left.
That's still alive, yes.
But the outfit never quit, Johnny. Okay.
Just kept on going.
When I left, we hired somebody else.
I see.
And we had some wonderful musicians working with us over the years.
And you worked with some amazing musicians like Mack Wiseman, too.
Oh, yeah, we did. Mack Wiseman was up here on the tour one time. He did an album while he was up here, but he did it for, I think it was Arc.
Arc, yes.
I have a picture of Mack rather playing my guitar.
Oh, yes.
Which was treasure to me, you know. And,
yeah.
And we opened for Tommy Hunter and Crystal Gayle and, lots of names and people like that, yeah. So I'm satisfied. Let me put it that way, Johnny. Everybody wishes he could have been a superstar.
Well, yes, but, of course.
Even if you're just going to be a kind of a satellite, that's all right. You gotta be satisfied. If you're not, you'll end up shooting yourself or something.
Exactly. So is there any change in today's bluegrass music like there is in country music?
Well, I don't know. One thing I gotta say, the technical quality is better because, you know, the people know more about taping and recording acoustic music. You have to remember that the basic music of bluegrass is acoustic,
exactly.
Not amplified. The flashy, boy, I'll tell you, the girl singers are really sexy and flashy looking. Like years ago, they were wearing,
gingham gowns and all that,
like something like that,
exactly.
Granny bonnets and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Like Kitty Wells used to wear. Exactly.
So it's modernized. It's modernized. And unfortunately, well, maybe not unfortunately, country is creeping into it a bit.
Is it? Yes.
They're doing a lot more country songs in a bluegrass style.
Is that right? Okay.
But
okay.
Either, like anything else, Johnny, it evolves or it dies.
Or it dies, exactly.
And they're doing all right. I keep up with the latest records and stuff, and I'm not disappointed.
Okay, well, that's good to hear, sure. And in your own opinion, what is the greatest bluegrass or country band in all history?
Oh, boy. Well, I have to say Bill Monroe. He started it,
Exactly.
And Kenny Baker is just such a fiddle player that there was just... And they're all gone, all the original people.
They sure are, yes.
But I've read all his books and got all his records, and I don't know. There's really some good ones, too, other good ones. But if you're asking me who I think is the best, well, then I guess it's him. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for this wonderful talk today, and we'll get this on the air for you.
I want to thank you, Johnny, because you can imagine we're not getting the kind of airtime we used to, but
exactly.
I always enjoy that old light going on and saying on the air. So
exactly. You have a blessed day and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, you too, and thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Well, God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye for now, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
For my old Leech County home, someone mighty sweet will be waiting there to greet me when I reach my old Leech County home. I love her, she loves me, that's the way it's gonna be. From that spot I'll never, never roam. Roll on, silver moon, Lord, I'm gonna be there soon, heading for my old Leech County home.
Look at me, baby, I'm all the way gone.
Can you hear the lonesome dove?
How
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with most. I'd like to tell y'all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st to 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Now, friends, yes, that's how it all began. Our first introduction to the life and the career of none other than our good friend and mentor, Tom Wilson. That was from 2021, and as I welcome y'all back into the Way Back with Johnny show, I'd like to once again turn back the years to the golden era of country and bluegrass music in Canada, in a segment I like to call the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door here to the record collection. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's turn back the years again and remember an all-time favorite song of the original Western All-Stars, which was released on Tom Wilson's, I believe, third album, which was in 1968, which was a white-covered album with a younger-looking Tom Wilson on the front. I am very honored to also own a copy of this in my record collection, which Tom personally signed to me a few years back. And this original 1968 album is a true treasure for all us friends and fans of Tom. Now, as Tom once told me, his most favorite song of all the many that he recorded over the years was a song called Drifting and Dreaming. And I forget who did the original version of it, but Tom also mentioned that it was his favorite because all the original band was together during that time in the 1960s. So let's turn back the years and drop the needle on this all-time classic here this morning. And remember, an all-time classic bluegrass favorite. Welcome in, friends.
Dreaming of you.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour here at the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and www.osherocks.com. With that all shared, I would like to play a selection of great gospel-inspired spirituals. First of all, we're going to hear an all-time classic by Jim and Jesse and their classic, Somewhere Listening. Then we'll follow with The Voice with a Heart, Mr. Mac Wiseman, and a man who Tom did some shows with over the years. And it's going to be from Mac Wiseman, his old classic called Using My Bible as a Roadmap. Then we'll send us into the very top of the second hour here with Tom Wilson once again, and a song I really enjoy of his that is in this gospel inspiration line and is called No Hiding Place Down Here. With that, welcome in, friends, and now here is Jim and Jesse.
When the Savior calls, I will answer. When He calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
For my name.
I'll be somewhere listening. Somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If my heart is right when He calls me, if my heart is right, I will hear. If my heart is right when He calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
For my name.
I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. If my robe is white, I'll hear. If my robe is white, when He calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
For my name.
I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Destruction. For God was there to see them safely through. There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. Some sweet day. My Bible. Jesus will take me safely through. There'll be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap. My last stop is heaven some sweet day.